What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here, we got the first soccer league I'm interviewing. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes.
Introduce your league?
Yes, sir. Yeah, our league is Prestige League. We founded it a little over 2 years ago. And yeah, you know, we're one of the few leagues that's doing something different in town.
Cool, man. So how'd you start this? Where did the idea first come from?
So the idea was originally from a league that we used to previously be at, which was Volt League. Volt League.
Okay.
So they're pretty known around town. Shout out to them. We can't say like, hey, we came up with the idea, because it was like, you know, we grabbed things from what they were doing and then we implemented our own things as well.
Okay.
So it's been a success so far, you know.
Cool, man.
Just doing something different in the city for the people. So.
Oh, yeah, man. It seems like a lot of fun. I checked all y'all's Instagram page.
Yeah.
Pretty good photographs on there.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have like a photographer working with you?
No, we actually had our own camera. And then it just so happened that the second season that the camera ended up messing up. And then so we weren't able to take as much pictures as we would have liked.
So
it sucks, but you know, it is what it is.
So, man, pretty good ones. I used to play soccer a long time ago. Nice. Back when I was younger, I used to play. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but Klein Soccer Club.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like up north. I used to play for
Klein
them.
Klein High School. Yeah.
Yeah, for like, shit, I think I was in third grade when I started.
Okay.
Yeah, finished when I was in like eighth grade around
I think they're either a 4A or 5A division, I believe, from what we used to.
What does that mean?
Like the rank or whatever.
Okay.
So like I think 5A like is considered the best. So.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, man. Right now I haven't really played much sports. Like I haven't even seen that many sports. So do you have any, because most of my audience, like it's mostly like music people,
correct,
musicians, people who like music. Do you have any advice to them, like why soccer would be a good thing to include in their lives, or any sport in general?
Yeah, just I guess you could look at it as far as the health benefits of it.
Yeah,
staying active, staying proactive, and also just because it's like also a cultural thing, you're able to connect with people on a deeper level.
If community.
You have some, yeah, if you have something more in relation to them.
So. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people, like me, for example, like soccer was in my family. You know, because my dad used to watch it all the time. He used to play soccer with his friends. So it was kind of like the family culture already in there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I did it, too.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. Like, I grew up, you know, with my dad, you know, in a soccer household. And so he was a Chivas fan. So I adapted into that.
And
it was fun seeing it for many years. I'm not as an avid fan as I was before, just because there's a lot of things going on right now with the FMFA, like, and you know, like I just kind of like I'm starting to see things for what they are, as opposed to what I wanted them to be before.
Okay.
And so yeah, you know, there's a lot of politics and things of that nature in soccer
for
now.
Sure,
so,
man. Did you have like a favorite like a soccer player growing up?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Had to be CR7.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, his career's been awesome. Like that's the best way I could describe it. You know, without using too many words, but you know. Kudos to him. And Messi, too. I mean, I give Messi his props as well.
Did you always, watch every, World Cup, every tournament?
Absolutely. Since I can remember, like, I've been watching soccer. And, you know, you see how the evolution of soccer's come throughout all the years as far as before. Like, you had the Brazil before that was more of a freestyle style. And, you know, now current-day soccer is basically, like, okay, and it's more of a tactical game, like, hey, let's do set pieces, let's do this, as opposed to, like, hey, we're just going to shoot the ball from, like, half field and stuff like that. So it's become more technical, which I personally don't like, but, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite game, a favorite tournament, like, that you've ever seen?
I mean, I haven't seen the Clásico in a long time, but that used to be the thing. Like, we all used to get together, you know, we'd reserve those times and days just to go see the Clásico between Barcelona and Real Madrid. And of course, you know, you have the Mexican Clásico, which is the Chivas versus America. That was always fun growing up.
I remember growing up, it was like the rivalry, you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like talking to my classmates, they're like, no, Team Chivas.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody would have their jerseys on. Especially because I played soccer in high school, so there was always like either one side or the other. There was like no in between. You either had to pick a team or, you know. So.
I remember there was like others, like Cruz Azul and Pumas.
Yeah, But those were like the smaller teams, I guess. And so like, you know, the shine would always light on those two teams, like for whatever reason.
Okay.
But yeah.
I remember like my dad always had like the Pumas jerseys, the Pumas stickers and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because my dad and my mom too, you know, my dad's from Mexico City, my mom's from Guanajuato, but she ended up moving to Mexico City like at 15 or something like that.
Okay.
So like you would think that there would be an America or a Pumas fan since they're from Mexico City, but they're not. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what made them want to be a Chivas fan, but.
Yeah, my parents are from Acapulco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Soccer's pretty big in Mexico, man. It's like Guerrero, the national sport over there.
We visited once or twice, I believe. Well, I have. My parents have been there many times, but yeah, it's nice. I like it. You know, apart from now all the cartel stuff going on, but you know.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I've heard.
So if soccer wasn't a thing, like, what do you think you would be doing?
I mean, it's kind of weird. A lot of people wouldn't think this, but like, I actually like tennis. I like tennis. I enjoy tennis. Outside of that, I mean, I like football. I just never played it myself.
Okay.
And I have respect for basketball. I played basketball for a little bit in middle school. And I don't know. I think that out of all the sports, those would probably be my most favorite.
Cool, man. I mean, like, besides sports, do you do anything else? Any other hobbies or?
Not really. I mean, I did before. You know, I used to like going out and at least like exploring places. Now that I have my 4-year-old, like, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, for sure.
So like, you know, all my time and attention goes towards him. But yeah, I mean, every so often I'll still go out and like, and you know, venture into new restaurants and stuff like that.
Cool, man.
But as far as outside of soccer, I don't think I really. Yeah, that's about it.
So with Prestige League, are you trying to build it into like a business, like a profitable, business?
So I'm not gonna lie. Like, we haven't seen like the profit margin of it like yet. I know we will, and so we're trying to keep it alive. You know, the first season was great. Second season was a little rocky, but I know that we're gonna get to a point where we're gonna make it grow, and we just gotta go back to the drawing board and reestablish everything that we need to reestablish, because I felt like I said, this second season, and you know, to all my followers too, like it wasn't a great season, and that's due to the fact that I had some health conditions, some health stuff come up, and so I wasn't able to allocate as much time to the league as I would have wanted. But you know, things are getting better, you know, thank God, and so you know, it's all up from here.
No, for sure, man. Part of the process is just failing and then learning for not failure. Like, don't even think of it as a failure, just think of it as experience, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, from this experience I can do this different later on, you know, moving forward.
Absolutely.
That's the cool thing about like having like a business or like a project like that. It's kind of like a game, you know. It's like levels. You might lose some, but you can always replay it and do better the next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's been all trial and error. Like, I mean, I had never had a business before this, like never even kind of like thought I would have been doing this at one point, but here we are, you know.
Yeah, dude, props to you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Was there like a moment when you're like, all right, like I have to do this, you know, I have to, I can't keep delaying it anymore?
Yeah, actually I give props to Chris Castellano, which actually used to be in the old league that we used to be in.
Okay.
And he was the team lead for Brujas, which is now the team lead for West Bank. And so props to him, because him and I had like a heart-to-heart conversation one day, like right before the beginning of the second season. And so, I was ready to throw in the towel, because we weren't able to get two of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, nah, man, like, don't give up on it. Like, I've come this far. You've done such great things. Like, just keep going with it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Let's do this. And so, you know, we buckled up. We did it. You know, we did it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks.
It's always good when you have someone to help you out, you know.
Absolutely.
Because you don't always have the motivation or, like, the vision, but someone always, like, you got someone there to like kind of bring you out of that, like, hey man, like this isn't you. You gotta like keep moving, you know.
Exactly.
Someone to like remind you, like, all right, I do have it in me.
You know, and sometimes it comes from the least expected person. You know, like, I mean, him and I were cool. We've been cool for years now, but I never thought that conversation, that specific conversation, would have came from him. You know,
okay.
So he's the reason why second season happened. So
okay,
yeah.
All right, so I have a question. So for someone that wants to get more into, like, working on their health, being more active, but they just can't get around to doing it, do you have any advice for them? Like, how they can incorporate it into their day, or how they can get into a certain mindset to, like, just get up and do something?
Yeah, I think it's just venturing onto a sport that, or some sort of activity that you're interested in.
Okay.
Because if you don't have an interest in something, like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to want to do it every day. But if you're genuinely interested in something that you want to do, that's gonna be that moving factor for you to want to do it every single day. And just consistency. The second thing would be consistency. Stick to it. You know, don't give up on it. you know, there's going to be days, like, for example, like, you go to the gym. You know, there's going to be days you don't want to go to the gym, but you know you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just got to really push yourself, move yourself. And then the second thing would be dieting.
Yeah,
like, huge. Dieting, like, nowadays is super important because it's like what you put in your mouth is eventually going to have a detrimental effect on your health.
Yeah, and yeah.
You're telling me because it's like prior to March, I was weighing about 275.
Okay.
And then after the whole COVID and all that that happened, I ended up going down to 225. So I'm 225 right now, and I maintain it that way. But it's not until you're kind of faced with sickness and you're kind of in a dire situation that you're just like, okay, I got to make some lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
And I got to make some dieting changes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because that's my life. And so that's kind of how I viewed it, you know, and that's my recommendation for everybody. Like, don't let it get to that point, because it's like, you could, when you do it while you still have time.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Because once it gets to that, it's just like, okay, now I'm obligated to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my recommendation.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. Looking at you, like, you look pretty healthy. You look pretty sharp, pretty energetic. So you're doing something right.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you. Yeah, trust me. Like, I was, yeah, in the beginning of March, man, I didn't even know if I was going to make it. I'll be honest with you.
Shit, man.
Yeah, and I'd never been in a situation like that. I've always been strong. You know, I've always been, you know, pretty agile, like, always active. And so that month, like, of April, I was like bedbound, dude. Like, literally, like, I miss work and all this stuff, you know. And this is just to shine light on the situation, because, you know, prior to COVID, like, I had gotten COVID back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got it, whatever this was, like, I'd never gotten that sick. And just the after symptoms were prolonged for like months, like seven months. And it'd just be like, you'd have 2-3 good days and then 2 bad days. And then just kind of, that's how it went.
Damn.
And so, you know, it's not like a sickness, like where you get the common cold or the flu, where you're just like, all right, you know, I'll be good in 2-3 a week, you know, a month at tops.
And then it's gone.
This was like months, man.
Dude.
Like, it was crazy. Like, I the only thing I had was my family and first and foremost, God. You know, that's
yeah,
it. That my belief in God was pretty much what propelled me into not giving up.
Yeah, so, dude, for sure, man. That's good, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
I bet there's times when you're like thinking like you might not even recover.
No, like, yeah, you know. Dude, there was days where I thought like, this is it, man. Like, I ended up in the ER twice. And that's when you kind of find out like, okay, I don't think, you know, doctors and like the medical field are in it for, and that's not, you know, because I have a lot of friends in the medical field. I have a lot of friends that are nurses, doctors, etc. And so, you know, kudos to y'all. I have nothing bad to say, you know, against y'all's job. Y'all do y'all's jobs. But I really don't believe that doctors and big pharma are in it for, you know, like the actual curing purposes.
Mm.
And so it's not until you actually do your own homework, your own investigation, that you're just like, okay, this is what's going to work for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what's going to get me to a point where I'm actually good and, you know, healthy. So.
No, I agree, man. You got to, like, take a look into things yourself.
Yeah.
You know, do your own research. Know your own body, because everyone's body is different.
Yeah, because I felt like with the doctors and stuff like that, like, it was just a lot of brushing off. And they're like, oh, you're fine. It's all mental. Like, dude, like, I've been the most mentally strong person that I've met, you know. And I'm like, so it's not a mental, I told him, it's not a mental thing. Like, I have symptoms that are going on. And even though, like, the blood work was showing one thing, like, you're fine, I didn't feel fine. And so it's like, you got to learn to literally, like, read your body, analyze your body, and know and go based off of that.
Okay.
Like, if you're not feeling good, it's for a reason. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man, because, like, mentally and physically, like, your body body's connected, you know,
exactly.
Like, your soul, your mind, and
everything.
Your body, it's all
absolutely.
One thing.
Yes.
If there's something wrong with one thing, it affects the
exactly.
rest, and it's kind of crazy.
I believe in the whole mixture of, like, I feel the physical aspect, your emotional aspect, and your spiritual aspect.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, you can work on, like, for example, you can work on your dieting, you can work on going to the gym, but you also have to have your spirituality
100%
in check as well,
man.
And your emotional side in check too, because
100%.
It's like, if you're lacking in one area, you're gonna be lacking in others, and eventually it's gonna all trickle down.
Yeah, dude, 100%, man. It's facts right here.
So
the have you had through your whole life, like, have you had like a spiritual spiritual awakening of sorts?
Absolutely.
I don't think I had a word.
So in 2012, I would say is when, you know, I went on a journey to try to find what the truth was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started going a different, I never did drugs. So, like, I never did the whole psychedelic route or anything like that. But I have friends that did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm not going to speak on drugs or any of that. But as far as, like the whole spirituality aspect of it. Like, you know, I went to different churches. I went to the Mormons. I went, you know, and that's not to talk down on any entity or anything. Mm-hmm. But what worked for me was Christianity.
Okay.
And so it's when I came to Christ and, you know, I had that confrontation with Christ that I actually felt like, okay, those voids in my life that I had endured for many years, they were filled. And it wasn't through, because I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Like, I used to party big, like, mm-hmm. big time party. I was a big time party drinker. You know, I just felt like there was always something missing, man.
Yeah, I know.
So it wasn't until, like, you know, I came to Christianity and I found Christ, and that, you know, that void was filled, man. And I was like, this is it. This is the truth, man. And so I attest to it, man, because I've been through so many situations in my life where I thought, okay, this is the end. Like, that's it. Like, end of the line. And then, like, God just pulls me out of those sunken places,
yeah,
dude. And
yeah.
They're just like, man, I'm here because of the grace of God, man. Straight up.
Yeah, man, it's good. Good thing you see that, you know, because not a lot of people do. No, they think they think they're a victim and, like, the whole world's out to get them. No one's there to help them.
Yeah,
that's just poison, you know, that kind of thinking.
Exactly. And we're living in a situation right now, everywhere, where it's like we have this victim mentality. And it's like, no, man, like, we have to go back to literally, like, buckling down and accepting our faults and our responsibilities for what they are and doing something about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, for example, like, in going back to the whole health thing, like, if you're overweight, if you're obese, the only way that you're going to pull yourself out of that is that actually start moving around and get active.
Yeah.
And so the same thing with depression and stuff like that. It's like, if you're depressed, you got to start doing something with your life, because there's no purpose. You're not purpose driven.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to find out what the problem is and then do something, you know, come up with a solution for the problem.
Yeah. Like, you can't just wait for something or someone to come save you.
Yeah. No one's going to come save us.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, the only person that can come save us is God. But we have to go and seek, you know. The word says, you go seek and you shall find.
Yeah, man. And like, find that power within yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're still here today, you have power of some kind. And you've got to find it and keep using it, you know, to propel you forward.
Yeah, it says, the word also says that faith without works is dead. And that's true. Like, you have to mobilize yourself. You have to just, you know, place the first step forward, so.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say to the viewers before we wrap up?
Just check us out. Like I said, season 3 is still pending, guys. But we are making it happen. We are going to make it happen. It's just going to take us a little bit. We have to, again, like I said before, go back to the drawing board, assess a couple of things, do some logistics in the sense. And then, we'll let everybody know via Instagram once that comes up. And so, yeah.
Cool, man. This has been Prestige League. Do you have a website or any other socials?
Yeah. It's www.prestigeleague.org. And our Instagram handle is The Prestige League.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, are y'all on YouTube or anything like that?
We do have a YouTube. And once we get all that equipment in, like, we're going to start working more towards that. So.
Awesome, man. All right. Thanks for being on here. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
First time having anyone, like, sports-related on here.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. Yeah, no, thank you.
Nice meeting you again, bro.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. This has been the Street Couch Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life.
Yeah.
Peace.
Later.